Suite from the wonderful ballet Pierrot in the Flask. Number one, I want to hear it. Number two, I want to hear the whole thing. I want to hear absolutely every note of this thing. Music by Eric Zeisel, performed by the Vienna Radio Symphony, conducted by Johannes Wildner. On this 50th anniversary of the death of Eric Zeisel, we've been spending some time with his daughter, Dr. Barbara Zeisel-Schoenberg, here on 91.5 Classical KUSC Los Angeles, the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California. As we were listening to Pierrot, you reminded me that your father wrote a cello concerto for Gregor Piatigorsky, which, again, I haven't heard, and I want to hear it.
Well, the sad thing is that he dedicated it to Piatigorsky, but at that time, Piatigorsky was not playing quote-unquote modern music at all. He was into the classics, and so it remained in the shelf not too long. As I said, my father died at 53 years of age, and he composed this in the 50s. But when he died, there was a memorial concert, and the cello concerto was given a world premiere. And the orchestra that played it was a sort of a pick-me-up orchestra, not good at all. The cellist, however, was George Nykroek, a very wonderful cellist. And I have a tape that I made into a CD of that recording. But as I said, it's an amateur orchestra, so you can't really get the full flavor of it, but it is fairly good, and it's a wonderful work. And it really, if it's heard, then I know that I feel confident that it would be taken up and performed. The problem is, who knows? How does one find out about this?
Exactly. And I think this is, you look back at what would Frederick Delius say be without Sir Thomas Beecham. And I think it's fair to say that before Sir Simon Rattle took up the cause of Karel Szymanowski, his music wasn't being done every other day of the week. And I think with so many of these absolutely wonderful composers who don't get played, what you really need is a few champions who simply will not take no for an answer. And I think your father's music, as we've been hearing tonight, it's music of obvious importance and quality that deserves to be heard.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Lawrence Foster got wind of the Requiem, and he performed it not only for the record, but he did it at the Gulbenkian in Lisbon. Then Zubin Mehta got wind of the Requiem, and he performed it in Israel. And most recently, James Conlon heard the Requiem and performed it at the Cincinnati Spring Festival. If conductors are given the chance to or exposed to the music, they usually like it and want to perform it. The problem is, of course, there are so many composers in the world and so few opportunities, and they are, of course, subject to their audiences and the likes and dislikes of the audiences, and people are very hesitant to take or perform a name that has not been heard before.
Yeah. Pity. But seriously, this is the kind of music you just can't keep down indefinitely.
Well, I feel confident that that's, and with people like you who are performing this concert tonight, maybe there will be a chance.
Well, Barbara, thanks so much for stopping in tonight.
And thank you, Jim. It's such a wonderful opportunity for me and for my father, Eric Zeisel, to be honored, especially tonight of all nights, when he died 50 years ago in the halls of Los Angeles City College. He said goodnight to his students, walked into the halls, and collapsed.
We're going to conclude as we began with this intensely moving piece that he eventually dedicated to the memory of his father, one of the numerous victims of the Holocaust. And when you hear the piece, what do you feel? What do you think?
Well, I love the piece. I know every note, and because of that, I think it's such a timely piece. The soprano and the alto at the end of the piece intertwine. Their voices sort of rise up, and the words that they say, which are to the 92nd Psalm, are, "Like a palm tree, the righteous shall grow and flourish like a cedar in Lebanon." The palm tree, if you will, Israel, Lebanon, the Arab world, and they are reconciled in this music. My father, in writing the piece, was reconciled at the end to the disaster that happened and the loss of his father and the countless victims of the Holocaust. But in the music, there is, of course, reprimand at the beginning. The baritone reprimands, "Lo, thine enemies, O Lord, they shall be destroyed." But at the end, as I said, with the soprano and alto, the word in German is versöhnend. It is conciliatory, and you feel that in the music, and that's why I think it is wonderfully current message and expression of hope.
Yeah. Well, let's hear the Requiem Ebraico by Eric Zeisel. We're going to hear it introduced by someone who needs no introduction.
Verklärte Nacht was the opening work on this concert by the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Zubin Mehta, from the Frederick R. Mann Auditorium in Tel Aviv. I'm Itzhak Perlman, and next on today's Israel Philharmonic Concert is Eric Zeisel's 1945 Requiem Ebraico, a Hebrew requiem, which is dedicated to the memory of his father and the millions of victims of the Holocaust. Two great musical families joined together when Eric Zeisel's daughter married the son of Arnold Schoenberg. Here, two extraordinary musicians who fled Hitler now have their music played by the orchestra of the Jewish State of Israel. In addition, many family members were actually in attendance for this concert, including Zeisel and Schoenberg's grandson, Randall Schoenberg, who has been in the news as a lawyer helping recover long-lost art treasures seized by the Nazis. So it comes full circle. The generations whom the Nazis tried to destroy are now connected to Israel. And now, Eric Zeisel's Requiem Ebraico, a Hebrew requiem, with soloists Sharon Rostov, Bracha Kol, David Bizik, the Philharmonia Singers, and the Israel Philharmonic, conducted by Zubin Mehta.
Vita vitae mihi besorat.
That was Eric Zeisel's Requiem Hebraico, the Hebrew Requiem. Zubin Mehta conducted the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra with Sharon Rostov, soprano, Racha Kol, contralto, David Bizik, baritone, and the Philharmonia singers. Eric Zeisel wrote music for both the concert hall and the silver screen. He scored music for 21 films, including The Postman Always Rings Twice and Lassie, Come Home.
We've been remembering the composer Eric Zeisel tonight on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of his death with the help of his daughter, Dr. Barbara Zeisel-Schrenberg, here on 91.5 Classical KUSC in Los Angeles, 88.7 KQSC Santa Barbara, 88.5 KPSC Palm Springs, 91.1 KDSC Thousand Oaks, and KUSC FM 1 Santa Clarita. We are the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California, home of the USC Elaine and Kenneth Leventhal School of Accounting. We're going to begin concluding this evening's program with three more brief Eric Zeisel Lieder, beginning with The Wise One, Der Weise, a setting of a text by Wilhelm Busch. These performances by baritone Wolfgang Holzmeier and pianist Cord Garben.
Es kam vor seines Hauses Tor ein Esel mit gespitztem Ohr, der käumte sich sein Bündel Heu, gedankenvoll und schiebezwei. Nun kommen da und bleiben stehen, der Nase weisen Buben zwei, die auch sogleich in dem sie lachen, verhasste Redensarten machen, dass sich der Esel ärgern sollte. Doch dieser hocherfahrne Greis beschrie nur einen halben Kreis, verhielt sich stumm